Dari गोपीजनवल्लभगिरिवरधारी जय यशोदनन्दना व्रजजनरञ्जना यशोदनन्दना व्रजजनरञ्जना जमुनतीरावनचारी जमुनतीरावनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 53 जपश्च परमो गुह्यः श्रूयतां मे नृपात्मज यं सप्तरात्रं प्रपठन् पुमान् पश्यति खेचरान् जपश्च परमो गुह्यः श्रूयतां मे नृपात्मज यं सप्तरात्रं प्रपठन् पुमान् पश्यति खेचरन् जपश्च परमो गुह्यः श्रूयतां मे नृपात्मज यं सप्तरात्रं प्रपठन् पुमान् पश्यति खेचरान्
जपश्च परमो गुह्य
जपश्च परमो गुह्य
श्रूयतां मे नृपात्मज
श्रूयतां मे नृपात्मज
यं सप्तरात्रं प्रपठन् पुमान् पश्यति केचरान्
पुमान् पश्यति केचरान्
जपश्च परमो गुह्य
जपश्च परमो गुह्य
श्रूयतां मे नृपात्मज
మాతాజీస్ జప జపశ్చ చాంటింగ్ మంత్ర ఇన్ దిస్ కనెక్షన్ పరమః వెరీ వెరీ గుహ్యః కాన్ఫిడెన్షియల్ శ్రూయతాం ప్లీజ్ హియర్ మే ఫ్రమ్ మీ నృపాత్మజ ఓ సన్ ఆఫ్ ద కింగ్ యమ్ విచ్ సప్తరాత్రం సెవెన్ నైట్స్ ప్రపఠన్ చాంటింగ్ పుమాన్ ఎ పర్సన్ పశ్యతి క్యాన్ సీ ఖేచరాన్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ హూ ట్రావెల్ ఇన్ స్పేస్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. O son of the king, now I shall speak unto you the mantra which is to be chanted with this process of meditation. One who carefully chants this mantra for seven nights can see the perfect human beings flying in the sky. Purport. Within the universe, there is a planet called Siddhaloka. The inhabitants of Siddhaloka are by nature perfect in yoga achievements, which are of eight varieties. One can become smaller than the smallest, lighter than the lightest, or bigger than the biggest. One can immediately get whatever he likes. One can even create a planet, etc. These are some of the yogic perfections by virtue of the Laghima Siddhi or purificatory process. To become lighter than the lightest, the inhabitants of Siddhaloka can fly in the sky without airplanes or airships. It is hinted herein by Narada Muni to Dhruva Maharaj that by meditating upon the transcendental form of the Lord and at the same time chanting the mantra, one becomes so perfect within 7 days that he can see the human beings who fly in the sky. Narada Muni uses the word japaha, which indicates that the mantra to be chanted is very confidential. One may ask, if it is confidential, why is it mentioned in the writings of Srimad Bhagavatam? It is confidential in this sense. One may receive a published mantra anywhere, but unless it is accepted through the chain of disciplic succession, the mantra does not act. It is said by the authoritative sources that any mantra chanted without having been received from the disciplic succession has no efficacy. Another point established in this verse is that meditation should be carried on with chanting of a mantra. Chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the easiest process of meditation in this age. As soon as one chants the Hare Krishna mantra, he sees the form of Krishna, Rama, and their energies, and that is a perfect stage of trance. One should not artificially try to see the form of the Lord while chanting Hare Krishna. But when the chanting is performed offenselessly, the Lord will automatically reveal himself to the view of the chanter. The chanter therefore has to concentrate on hearing the vibration, and without extra endeavor on his part, the Lord will automatically appear. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాఖయ చక్షుర్మిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగూరున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం sahagana raghunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakhanvitamscha he krishna karuna sindho dinabandho jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe brindavaneshwari vrishabhanu sute devi pranamami hari priye vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jay shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara shrivasadi gaura bhakta brinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare 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 Krishna. It's a privilege and honor. At the same time, a little fearful to speak in front of the devotees who are staying in the Vidyapitam. Nevertheless, since I have the capacity to tolerate, Brahmana means who has a capacity of tolerance, so you could be doing, you will be able to do that. So this is a fourth canto of the most interesting and important pastime, Dhruva Maharaj's pastime. And Dhruva Maharaj came for a different reason to the forest, to become the prominent person within the creation. But Narada Muni, due to his merciful nature, he really made him a prominent person within the creation. The conditioned souls thinks prominence means something else. But to become really prominent in the creation means to go back to our constitutional position. In this verse, there are so many nice, interesting, subtle aspects. The importance of the mantra, the merciful nature of Narada Muni, and the efficacy of the chanting. For a few minutes, just we'll see the verse. By the words of the verse, how these subtle aspects are spoken. Japascha paramo guhyah. The word japa basically meant for chanting of the mantras. There is two things, kirtana and japa. Kirtana means which can be heard by everybody, which is open, everybody can hear, get benefited. But japa, which is commonly considered as a guhya, which is not supposed to be chanted loudly. So here, japascha paramo guhya, it is very confidential, has to be received from the disciplic succession. So paramo guhya, not just ordinarily guhya, paramo guhya. It is very, very confidential. Prabhupada translates parama as very, very. And shruyatam me nripatmaja. Narada Muni is giving this very, very confidential mantra to a small kid, just came out from the home, 5 years old. And what is this mantra which we chant every day? The next verse starts, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Mantrena Anena Devasya Kuryat. So this mantra, Acharya said, with this, through this Maha Mantra, Narada Muni is giving this mantra to Dhruva Maharaj. So because this is a guhya, very confidential mantra, he called him close to him and giving in his ears. And here it says, Shriyata me nripatmaja, you know. You are a son of a king. First thing is that you are a son of a king, that means you are a kshatriya. And second thing, that you left your home at the age of 5. That means what? Ekadashayane rajaha upanitaha. Rajaputrasya upanitam. That means the son of a kshatriya gets upanayana ceremony. Nowadays, the varnashrama system is so corrupted that only the Brahmin boys, they get the upanayana ceremony. The Brahmana boys are supposed to take upanayana ceremony at the age of 5 or 7, maximum 9. And beyond that, the upanayana ceremony is more or less useless. But now, they do the upanayana ceremony in many places, just the day before the marriage. So that the expenditure is, you know, goes into the marriage itself. You don't have to do a separate, you know, expenditure for the separate ceremony. Or if somebody is doing a big ceremony, you know, you will say so many upanayana ceremony, it will be like kind of a social get together. It's like a function, and so many, they spend a lot of money also in that, many people, and photographs, video shooting. And many people bring gift to the small kid who is undergoing upanayana ceremony. He doesn't know what is happening over there. And they give him gifts, you know, for small kids. One person brought machine gun. 8-year-old boy, 10-year-old boy, machine gun. Somebody brought small toy carom board, you know. And after spending all this money and all these, you know, programs, the third day, fourth day, the boy goes to a normal, you know, normal lifestyle. Only thing, the thread is hanging on the shoulder, you know. So, it is like become a get-together as a social function, if at all it happens. Otherwise, just do it as a customer's ritual just before the marriage. This is for the brahmanas. And kshatriyas, vaishyas, it is not at all done at all, you know. So here, what is the age is recommended for the Brahmana, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas? Different age. Brahmana gets it early. So here, Dhruva Maharaj is a 5-year-old boy. He is not 11 years old. So that means he is not underwent the Upanita ceremony. Upanayana ceremony is not done. And Narada Muni is giving this mantra, Diksha, for a person who have not even taken initiation in. He's not taken a sacred thread. He's not underwent sacred thread ceremony. On the top is an Nripatmaja, he's a son of a king. So, Narada Muni is such an empowered personality and he is so merciful that he say, even though you are Nripatmaja, you are a son of a king, but still come, I will give you the best of the mantra. So that shows the merciful nature of the Paramahamsa Vaishnava, his compassionate nature. He is not considering that he is not of the high class. Even sometime when we go out, even generally a teacher who teaches, he likes to teach to a person who can grasp things very, very fast, or who is well qualified, the best candidate, he likes to teach. Very rarely anybody likes to teach to a person who cannot grasp things easily or who is not of the high caliber, you know. In the school, colleges and all, when they separate, when they give departments to the professors or teachers, they always see that which category of people come to them or which particular class they are being put into. You know, they have different grades. You know. So they like to teach to people who are good in grasping things. But Kshatriyas generally considered as not of the high category compared to Brahmanas. Sir Narada Muni is saying, Nripatmaja, you are a son of a king, but still I will happily teach you this mantra. So that is the merciful nature of Narada Muni. And he is not undergoing sacred ceremony. Still, he is giving a mantra which contains pranava, omkar. So pranava mantra is to be chanted by only those who are undergoing sacred thread ceremony. But here, Narada Muni is also giving this mantra which includes pranava to Dhruva Maharaj, who have not undergone sacred thread ceremony. So there Acharya has mentioned that that Vaishnava mantra has such a potency that it can also overrule the ordinary rules. It can go beyond the general consideration that it's not depending on the normal consideration of other ceremonies. Just like there is a normal rule that one should stop when there is a red signal. But when there is ambulance comes, or a chief minister comes, or a prime minister comes, you can't say that there is a red signal is that you should stop. No, it just goes ahead. Similarly, the power of Vaishnava mantras, it doesn't require certain ritualistic ceremonies. So that has been proved here by the activities of Narada Muni. So how to understand the Shastra? How to understand how we should apply things in our life? We can apply things in our life. Practical application is we can learn from the Shastra. But when we read the Shastra, there are many contradictory principles we are not able to reconcile. So, more than the Shastra, the dealings, the activities of the Varishtas, Shishtachara, the Shishtachara takes even higher precedence than the letters of the Shastra. So when we just see the law or the Shastra, we may get many things, but that has to be correlated with the activities of the great souls. So when the Shastra says that this is to be done like this, this is to be done like that, and when we stick to the Shastra without understanding the spirit of the Shastra, then we will end up in confusions, or we end up in offending the other Vaishnavas or even the senior Vaishnavas. So that's why the importance is given to the Shishtacharas also. That's the great Acharyas, even though they are very learned in the Shastra. Shripad Ramanujacharya, when he was writing his commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, it's a high, very, very cryptic statement. The Sutra is a cryptic statement. Just one line, that's all. But it has so much meaning into it. So when he was expanding these meanings, he got a book also. After a lot of endeavor, he got the book, which gives some explanation of the Sutras. So when he sat down to write the explanation for this Vedanta Sutra, in many places, even though he is a learned Brahmana, he could have written by consulting the Shastras, various other Shastras, but he would call his disciples to go to some senior Vaishnavas who are not even born in Brahman family, who officially not qualified to study the Vedas, who are officially not qualified to touch the Vedanta Sutra what to touch the Vedanta Sutra. They are not supposed to study Vedanta Sutra. So he would send his disciples to them and get clarification in many aspects of the subtle aspects of the Vedanta Sutra, such as Kanchipurana and all. And he has, so that means what? That it is not just by your ability of the language, the Sanskrit language, or the, you know, any other ability of your own intellectual, speculative intelligence. He cannot depend on that to write explanation on such a holy text. The realization takes higher precedence. So, he said, just simple things like the nature of the soul. What is the nature of the soul? You know. So, this great Acharya was writing Shastras. Even certain things he knows, but still, you know, many times when you read Bhagavatam, the conversation, they ask questions to the other elderly Vaishnava. Certain questions seems like, you know, why is this not known to him or what? This may be known to him also, still is asked questions. In the material world, if you know some things before and you ask somebody, it means two things. That I know some things, let me check whether that person gives me the right answer. You know. Or if the teacher knows that you are asking something which you already know, the teacher thinks that this fellow is asking me this question just to check whether I know some rightly or not. So in this way, it could be egoistic, or if you know why you are asking me, you know, it become like that. But in the spiritual dealings, even a person knows things, he asks, the teacher also can maybe understood that this person already knows the answer, still is asking me. But both have mutual understanding. What is understanding? That he is asking this question so that his realization, one thing is knowing. Shravana, Kirtana, Dhyana, Nididhyasana. By hearing, one understands the truth. Then while speaking, that understanding becomes little more, you know, more understandable. But still that is not enough. Manana, one has to think about it a lot again and again. Then it becomes even more sinks into our heart. Then not only that, Nididhyasana means that one should act on that principle, and one should again and again and again hear, and one should again digest it more nicely by speaking it again and again and hearing it again and again. Then it becomes realizations. So that is the reason that it is not like a material subject that once you know, okay, how to go to this particular place. Somebody told, go left, right, center. I heard, I understood, that's all finished. Because nothing else is there more than in that place. But here, that the understanding of spiritual matter is not so easy. It is there very much near to us, but it is very far. Why it is very much near? The soul is very much near. It is there just in the heart, you know. When you say the soul is there just here within me, you know, it is not proper. We are the soul. But since we are so attached to the body, we think we are the body, so we can say that the soul is just inside our heart. So it is just near to us. Just like the eyelid is just close to the eye, right? But the eye cannot see the eyelid on its own. It has to get the help of something. You know, mirror has to be there. Similarly, the soul, the Atma, is just ourself. You know, the Atma by nature is Swaprakasha, Swayam Prakash. Just like this Kartal, if I want to see, this Kartal cannot show itself to me. It needs to have another, it depends on something else to show itself to me. What is that? You need to have a light, you need to have a proper eyes to see, vision should be there. You know, light is there, eye is there, but, you know, If you are looking at some other direction, the kartal cannot show itself to me. But see the example of a lamp. The lamp is showing other things also to us. But to show itself to us, to get the knowledge of lamp, the lamp is not depending on something, some other thing, you know. I want to see the lamp, so let me get another lamp to see the lamp. You know, you don't need to get another lamp to see the lamp. To sun, to see the sun, okay, let me get the torchlight to see the sun. No. The sun is self-effulgent. Similarly, the soul doesn't require to show itself to ourself from other resources. You know, soul is saprakasha. To understand that I am existing, you need somebody's help. I am, just to get the feeling of I am. You don't need somebody else, help, somebody said, okay, I'm going to sleep right now, so tomorrow morning when I get up, I don't know I will remember me or not, so please remind me who am I, So there is, unless somebody psychiatric, you may say like that. Otherwise, when you are asleep and you get up, first thing what you remember, I am, you are there, you remember that. So you don't have to, look at the book or try to understand who you are. So the soul by nature is there, it is swaprakash. But the problem is that though it has that particular nature, it is so covered up from time immemorial that just like the sun is effulgent, it doesn't need anything else to be, anything else help to show itself to other. But the problem is just like this season we are in, and thick cloud is there. Winter cloud. The sun is there, but the cloud is so thick that we are not able to perceive the sun. Similarly, the soul, Prabhupada says that swayameva spuratyataha, it springs forth. It doesn't need any external help. It automatically revealed, But still, because of the time immemorial, we are being in this condition of bodily concept of life, we need help from that. But the help cannot be ordinary help, because you can't take a torchlight to the sun and try to see the sun, The help is something, how the sun can reveal itself from the cloud, only sun can help us. The cloud is there, we can't see the sun. How we can see the sun? We can only pray to the sun god, How the cloud forms? The cloud is formed from the sun drinks the water from the ocean. The sun drinks the water from the ocean, and that water becomes a cloud, and that very same cloud is there in between us and the sun. So we are not able to perceive the sun. And then how the cloud is removed? By the very same sun. The very same sun, slowly, gradually, receives the sun, and it by its heat, the clouds move away from its place, then we can see the sun. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is like the effulgent sun, that he can be seen by his mercy only. Just like Sri Chaitanya Gauranga Mahaprabhu, is like that sun. Mahaprabhu is hearing from Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai, I don't know anything, please tell me about Krishna. So Ramananda Rai is just smiling and laughing. Mahaprabhu, I am like a Veena Yantra. You are the player of the Veena. The way you play the strings, it makes sound. So I am just making sound. I am speaking, but you are actually the player. You are Gaurabdhi. You are like an ocean. Here the ocean, what it does, the ocean gives water to the sun. The sun evaporates the water, and the water becomes a cloud, and the cloud again pours water back into the ocean. So here the example is of the ocean, that the ocean gives water into the sun, it evaporates the water, it gives the water as a form of the cloud. Again the cloud pours water where it comes? it comes back to the ocean. So I am like a cloud, my dear Supreme Lord Mahaprabhu. And the cloud receives water from the ocean. Again it pours water into the ocean. So you are like a Gaurabdhi. So here we get the example of the sun. So the sun cannot, sun can reveal itself by its own mercy to us. So similarly, even though the soul, we are the spirit soul, we are not able to understand our own identity. That's why we need the Shastra and the Acharyas. You know? What is the biggest problem in the creation for all of us? That is not lack of any money or space or any other problems, but the lack of the proper knowledge of our own identity. You know? Identity crisis is the biggest problem. If that solves, every other problem is solved. You know? One time in one Mela, you know, devotees Mela, they are different camps. In one, like they're displaying some gift item in some place, some kind of puppet show is going on in some place. You know, some slideshow is going on. In some place, there was a question-answer booth. Anybody can ask, come and ask questions. Somewhere, I don't know which place. So in one particular booth, His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami is answering questions to people's, you know, and people questions. So in that big mela, two fat ladies, really fat. They are like, you know, like 100 kg or something. Very big body. They are just, you know, walking like it. They are just moving around, seeing things. They are basically suffering also, you know. Such a big body they hang, taking around, and they are not able to move. Such a, you know, misery. So they are just came to see the Mela and all. So here Maharaj, they are seeing different stalls. So when they came close to Maharaj's stall, Maharaj is answering questions. So somebody asked some question. Whatever question it is, the question was not audible to them. But the answer Maharaj was giving, just three words went into these people's ears. What are the three words? Maharaj just said, "We are not this body." That's what he said. And, you know, these people are just walking, just looking around, you know, eating something, or just like sightseeing they came. So when it entered into these two people's ears, they said, "What?" They looked at each other. Did he hear what he said? "We are not this body." That gave such a relief for them. So that means this body we are dragging on, we are not this body, isn't it? That gave so much relief for them. Okay, that means this is not a problem. This is just a temporary problem, you know. So something, you know, the solution is there right in with us, but it doesn't sink in unless we get help from some outside source, you know. We are not this body, you know. Why this? It is so deep rooted. And one in US, in one college, one devotee gave a program. So he said, so in university, all intellectual students are there. He said, so we should understand that we are not this body. Whole class again, we are not this body. We are not this body. The end of the class, one student got up and he raised, "Okay, my dear sir, you said that we are not this body. So if we are not our body, then whose body we are?" Some other, we have to be body of somebody, you see. So that is so deep rooted, that the bodily concept is so deep rooted that we are not able to come out of, you know. And just like the example is given, a bird is caught up in the cage, and the cage has, you know, 9 doors. The bird is sitting inside the cage. The 9 doors are there. Still, the bird is thinking that I'm in caught up. I cannot escape this. I can't go out of this cage. It is sitting over there only. Similarly, the soul is there present in this body. It has 9 gates. It can easily get out of this place, but still it cannot go. Why? Because of that bodily attachment, you know. This person asked a question, if you are not our body, whose body we are, you know. So if at all you want to be a body, Prabhuji, I don't I cannot accept that we are not this body. I want to be a body. For that also we have option for you. If you want to be a body, still you can be a body. We'll come to that later. So, the point we are making is that the intrinsic nature of us, eternality, blissful and cognizance, this nature is something, is a gift of Krishna. Krishna is eternal. He never undergoes birth, old age, disease or death. And Krishna shares that quality of eternity with all of us. Is it not merciful? Somebody has something, some big company owner, he has, you know, 10 cars. He may be giving you maximum one car as a gift. Can he the same car where I'm which I'm driving, you also come with me? No, he doesn't share something which is very, very valuable. Otherwise, he will lose his identity, right? What is different between me and you? But Krishna shares the quality of eternity with us. You know. Not only that, Krishna also shares the quality of blissful nature. I am blissful, you are also blissful. You are also, by nature, anandamaya, anandamaya abhyasad. The jiva by nature is blissful. Just like I am cognizant, I am full of knowledge, you are also full of knowledge. Krishna shares these qualities with us. That is the merciful nature of Krishna. But the problem is that because we are not knowing these greatest gifts what we are having, we are not, the people in the world, in the whole world is in chaotic condition because this particular understanding is not known to them. Just like these two ladies, just by hearing, even theoretically hearing, they felt relieved of, you know, the anxiety and tension. So, this particular gift of the Shastra, the whole Bhagavad Gita is starting from this point. Nattevaham jatunasham. Krishna so beautifully, you know, started, Arjuna is giving forth all logical arguments. If somebody reads the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, he will think that Arjuna is a Mahatma, a sadhu, you know. He can build a temple for him and worship him. In case, by hearing Arjuna's statements, and Krishna also tells, okay, what you are told is really right. We should not commit violence, you know, Varna Shankara will be there, and the kings will be destroyed, and no women will be protected. And, you know, so much of violence is there. All these beautiful reasons he gave, so Krishna would have accepted, and war would have been not happened, and Pandavas would have gone to the forest. Then, you know, what a you know, sacrifice. There could have been another epic probably. So nobody would have, you know, spoken anything bad about Krishna or Arjuna, you know, Pandavas, you know. But after hearing everything, Krishna tells Arjuna that you are a fool, number one. All the problems and all the good things what he spoke is all problems. Why? It all based on the wrong identity of us, you know. So Krishna started the Bhagavad Gita by telling that you are fool, number one. Then he started telling that, you know, what is the real identity. Natte vaham jatunasham nattam nemi janatipa. Krishna very beautifully, like teaching to the small child, you know, if you want to teach the child, you know, what is a duck, you know. Duck is white in color, you know. I don't know, Papa, I don't know what is white in color. Then he will show you, see this moon, you know, how it is white. Like that, duck is also white in color, you know. So Krishna says, everybody knows God is eternal, aham. You know, I am God, everybody knows I am God. Just like how I am eternal, there was no time I did not exist, there is no time I will not exist. Similarly, you should know you are also like that. Like feeding a child, you know. Just like everybody knows God is eternal, similarly you are also eternal. Krishna is saying that I am just like I am eternal, you are also eternal. Not only you and me, everybody else also. So you take your bow and fight. You know. Don't worry about you are killing somebody. You know. So the problem what Arjuna thinks is like an unsurmountable problem, which is like a big mountain on his head. Krishna just relieved the problem with just one shloka. What you are talking about, you know? You know, Varna Shankara Jayate, this for my teacher, this, all these things are nothing but a temporary designation, you know. Just remove all these things. Do your duty, you know. Take the bow and fight, you know. So, All the problems people are talking about, this country, that country, this country, simply solved by one understanding. And that relieves the tension and stress from people's life. Even theoretical understanding, you know, in devotion, sorry, theoretical understanding also, that so many problems they are facing. Ultimately, what will happen? You are going to be there. Krishna is going to be there. You are servant of Krishna. Nothing is going to. So at least that relieves you from the anxiety. The rain is raining now. Why you are protecting ourselves by building these, you know, these shades and all? Because you know it's going to be there for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, maximum 4-5 months. After that, it will go away. Then you can remove the shade. But if it is told that there is going to be rain for 365 days, will any of us be doing these shades and all? You know, what is the point of putting this? You know, all the time it's going to rain. Why we should build such a temple in this place? You know. So, if there is a problem is temporary, then we can tolerate and do things like this. But we should know this problem is a temporary. Otherwise, how will can tolerate? There is no question of tolerance. So Krishna speaks first the nature of the soul is eternal. Then he speaks the nature of the body is temporary. Dehi no shunyatha dehi komaram evanam jara. Since you are eternal and the body is temporary, the problems are related to the body which is temporary. That's why you should. Matra sparshastha kaunteya sitoshna sama dukkhata agama payina nit. It comes and goes like winter and rainy season. Tolerate, Arjuna. So if you immediately come and tell, you know, I have people come there, I have stomachache, I have this problem, that problem, just tolerate Prabhu, you know. What he is thinking himself as a body, he thinks the problem is a life. Whole life is a problem. Then if you say that, you know, tolerate the problem means, then he goes away. So first thing what we should understand is that what is our identity, what is our nature? Though, just like the, if you say that the eye lead, I cannot see the eye lead, we are not able to see ourselves, though it is Swaprakash. So we need help from others. So that's what happening here. Dhruva Maharaj thought that the problem is that he identified himself as ordinary person. And he thinks that my identity is I should be the king. My identity is that I should be a prominent person. My identity is that I should be the best of the all human beings. So that's what he thought is identity. And that led to him to the mental anxiety, stress and all these things. Now, Narada Muni is like expert physician. He is curing him by bringing him back to his constitutional position. Without his knowledge also, you know. And how he does that? By giving the holy name. So, the beauty of devotional service is that whether you know it or not, you know it or not know it, just by coming in touch with the devotional service, the knowledge automatically sprouts. The renunciation automatically sprouts. You know. The other process you should know, then you should become renounced, then knowledge comes, you realize. But devotion service, before Sambandha Gyan, before Abhideya Gyan, before Sambandha Gyan, before Prayojana Gyan, the Abhideya is given, automatically a Sambandha is established. You know. That the devotee may not know he is servant of Krishna, Krishna is Supreme Lord, but the Abhideya starts immediately. Like Jayananda Prabhu, you know, many times he makes the Rathayatra cart, you know. He would just call some dumps and, you know, drunkard people roaming in the streets. They don't know what is Jagannath, who is Krishna, who they are. He calls them, okay, come and you are doing something, join us. And they also start doing service. So, devotional service can start before even Sambandha Gyan. Before knowing our Sambandha with Krishna, the devotional service takes precedence, you know. And that is the power of devotional service. And then after performing devotional service, then later they realize, oh, I'm spirit soul and Krishna is Supreme Lord, you know. And that is the beauty of devotional service. How many people are coming from the first day? You know, many people come for Sunday feast program. They come and they may not even hear the class. They eat some prasadam. Eating prasadam is a service. Service starts before Sambandha. And after Sambandha, Abhideya. But Abhideya starts before even Sambandha. And sometime, we are eating for so many days prasadam here, let us also do some help, you know. Somebody gives some money, donation, or brooms, temple. So Abhideya starts, you know. So you don't have to, in a company or something, in other places, you have to be employee, you should know who you are, what is your relationship to the company, then you start work there, correct? then only okay, I will get this. I am a employee here. He is my master and he is giving me salary. Prayojana is, I am able to see the prayojana and I am see the sambandha, my relationship. Then I will start working here. But in devotional service, beginning start only with Abhideya. Prabhupada's mercy is that he opened such a society that is giving chance for people, you know, come here. What is International Society for Krishna Consciousness? It's a platform provided where people can perform service to Krishna. The Jaraniyas Prabhu, his great Jaraniyas Prabhu, he says that Albuddha Mandir, there is a beautiful temple will emerge in Navadip Dham. From there, the service to Gauranga Mahaprabhu will spread all over the universe, you know. The service spreads from there, you know. So, the Abhideya aspect is so powerful that it doesn't even depend on the Sambandha Jnana. The Abhideya will become very strong. We can continue that strongly by knowing, by getting the Sambandha Jnana and also getting the Prayojana Jnana. But to begin, it's not depending on Sambandha and Abhideya. So here, Dhruva Maharaj came for some different Prayojana. What Prayojana, for what he came? He came there for something, you know, I want to be a king or something. He doesn't know what he's supposed to get, you know, in his life. And he doesn't know what his identity. But what is happening here? Narada Muni just, you know, he's opening the treasure house. To whom? Supposed to be category of a person who is not on the high category. Nripadmaja. Japascha paramo guhya shuyatam me nripadmaja. You are not even a brahmana, you are a son of a king. Not even underwent a ceremony of sacred ceremony. Still no problem. Come here. Anena mantrena. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Mantrena anena devasya. Chant this mantra. Do these things. Dhruva Maharaj, okay, he's saying something. Let me try it out. So we all came like that only, correct? Okay, something like that. The prasadam is nice. We are chanting and jumping. Let us try it out. What we get? Sometime here, Gaurang was telling yesterday. He was looking at the bed back in the looking at the bed. Who is the person who got me to the... Oh, many of you are not there, no? He said the story that one devotee was working so hard whole day and it became night, you know. It was a big festival he was organizing. It was 10 o'clock. And almost 11 o'clock or so, he was about to hit the bed. Gaurang Prabhu was lying down in one side of the bed and this devotee is supposed to take the same room. So, but he was looking at the bed and was staring, you know. He said, what is happening to you? He looked at the bead bag and said, you know, I have to chant 10 more rounds. This pillow is here, nice bed is there, but I can't sleep. So I'm just thinking, who is the fellow who brought me to ISKCON? So the Japamala looks like a, you know, 5 kilometer mala, you know. 108 beads or 1008 beads, let us check it, you know. So it becomes like a burden for us. But when we get the gift, it is like, you know, unimaginable. Wow, this is what we are getting. What an amazing thing. Srimad Dhruva Maharaj, you know. Then when Lord appeared to him, you know, I thought, I'm my dear Lord, I'm looking for some glass pieces of glass piece. What I'm getting is this. So stupid fellow I am, you know. So foolish I am. So similarly, when we come to Krishna, Prabhupada is so merciful, Mahaprabhu is so merciful, that he is attracting people without even giving Sambandha Jnana. If you go and tell them as soon as they come in the first place, you know, you are spirit soul, blissful, you know, you are not this body, you know. They look at you, you know, something, you know, what happened to you, you know. No, come here, take prasadam. You are hungry, correct? Take prasadam. You want to see some good, beautiful pictures and all? See, we have got windows to the spiritual. You want to hear some good music? So come here, we have kirtan, you know. Swarup Damodar Prabhu is here. You know. It's beautiful singing, nice singing you hear. And then, oh, what is this? Oh, very nice. This way we are tricking them, engaging their senses in Rishikesha, Rishikena, Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevaya, you know. We are engaging them in Krishna service. In this, they are tricked. And then what happens? Slowly we are taking them into their constitutional position. So that is a great techniques of the great acharyas, and that is a process of devotional service, you know. Atashe krishnamati nabhaved grahyam indriyaihi. Krishna's personality form, his qualities cannot be comprehended by our material senses. Cannot be comprehended. You know, I went to one place. Some students are staying together in one place. There was a mirror over there near the sink where you wash hand. In the mirror, they have written, you know, "Dear Prabhu, don't be convinced that the personality you are seeing in the mirror is you." So it is very nice, but I gave me a comment to them, you know, better this statement be in your private room, not in the play, in the main hall where the guests are coming for, you know, giving class and all, you know. So it's like quite intimidating, you know. But it's an interesting statement. So then I was giving a class, I told them that, you know, it is very nice that we are not this body. So many times, so often we are saying, but at the same time, if you see in a different perspective, that do you have any other choice? We are not this body. Our identity is, you know, eternality, blissful and cognizance. Can you perform a single devotional service without the help of the body? So difficult to perform devotional service even within our mind also. Somebody's, you know, we have many of us experience when you become completely sick, severely sick, bedridden. You know, okay, let me think about Krishna. How much mind gives problem, you see? You know, everybody is moving around. We have this Sevasthan in our temple. You know, that place is also not only physically people become sick, but also we become mentally sick also. Why? Everything is happening. You know, if you just look, came out and looked downside, this pujari is going this side and preacher is taking a bag, you know, hanging a bag on his shoulder and going for preaching, and somebody is brooming. I am here sick like this, you know. We become so despondent. Everybody is doing service. I am just sick here, you know. Okay, if you become too sick, then we started. Somebody becomes too sick, pack them to Bhakti in the hospital. Because he'll become mentally more sick sitting over here, you know. Everybody is patient over there. Okay, I am also one among them. You are a little bit comfortable over there. So, mentally you can't perform divorce if your body is finished, you know. So, we are depending on our senses. So, Atashe Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahim Indriyai. We cannot comprehend Krishna through our senses. But immediately, what is the next verse? Sevan Mukhe Jihvado. We have no other choice. Service starts from Jihva. Prabhu Goswami is very merciful. Take prasadam. Speak about Krishna. Chant Krishna's name. The service starts from where? From the body. So, that is a process of the Vedic Shastra. So sweet, so intellectual, so practical, that it gives you best of the knowledge. At the same time, it is not impractical. Somewhere you go, you know, some Buddhist meditation, or just sit there looking at the floor and the wall where it is ending, you know, that crack, you just meditate on that, you know. So impractical, people get bored, you know. So here it gives the highest knowledge. We are not this body. But what is the application? Bodily engagements only application. You know. we are spirits, we are not this body. But what you are doing since morning till night, starting from as soon as you get off the bed, first thing what you do is that dance in front of the Lord. You know, starts with bodily activities. You know, so the devotion, so the whole scripture is that people misunderstand that it talks about vairagya. You know. You know, renunciation. But actually, it is actually engagement. You know, whole Bhagavad Gita, after Arjuna heard the whole thing, he went back into his profession of fighting, you know. People think Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad means be a sannyasi sit in the Himalaya. That is the case. Krishna would have spoken the Gita to somebody in the mountain cave to some sage with the dadi, you know. He spoke to the Arjuna in the battlefield where action is happening. You know. So, Gita is giving you, the Bhagavatam is giving you the highest renunciation through practical action. You know, that is the beauty of devotion service. And that is the beauty of the acharyas. And this is not only theoretically, Srila Prabhupada's mercy, he put a platform from where the Abhideya becomes very accessible to us. You know. The books could be there. The knowledge could be there. The prayojana knowledge could be there. Even you might have a deity in your home. But Abhideya, the process of devotional service, how much you can get access to that, you know. But here is a platform, Srila Prabhupada have done International Society for Krishna Consciousness, where the opportunity is given. Anybody comes here, you know. Even a dog comes, it has opportunity for service. If you go to some other places, Srirangam, big temple is there. How many can get access? Huge temple. But who is doing service over there? Particular pujaris, they can do service. If not another person, outside person cannot even take one single flower from here to this place. Ranganathaswamy wears garland made by one particular brahmachari's family. One brahmachari will make garland. Nobody else's garland will climb on Ranganathaswamy's shoulder. If even a chief minister brings a garland, they'll put it on the lotus feet and give back. But the garland has to hang on his body, only that family can bring garland. And the water from the Kaveri has to be brought by a particular family. Deities, nobody can touch the deity, and the person who touches the deity, he cannot sing for the Lord. Only particular lineage. Other just go, come and see, go, that's all. But here, Prabhupada is open as a society where opportunity, the king's responsibility is that he has to make sure the people are engaged according to Varna Ashrama. So the spiritual society's responsibility is that we should engage people as much as possible in the process of Abhideya. Later comes Sambandha Prayojana, we'll think about it later. That let us give the process of Abhideya to us. So Prabhupada opened that particular, the treasure hunt. Mahaprabhu did, Prabhupada even made it even more accessible. So devotional service is a dynamic, it's like a software, keeps on updating, Dhruva Maharaj, the same devotional service the Goswami is performed, the same devotional service Prabhupada is offering, but it is getting updated according to time, place, circumstances. So that accessibility we are getting is from the Acharyas. That's why, even though, to conclude, that even though the soul is there, right, we are the soul, but we need external help, Paramo Guhyam, it is there, as Prabhupada mentions, published everywhere, but we need external help. So, everything could be there, but if Prabhupada would have been not there, the society would have been not there, we can't get access to the Abhideya principles. How many of us can perform devotional service sitting in our home, japa, Books are printed by BBT, so we can take book and distribute. It's one of the greatest service to humanity, distribute these books. How we are doing this? There is some big press is there, somebody is sitting there. Somebody is designing the book, Prabhupada wrote the purpose, And major work is done, but somebody is designing the book, somebody is printing, somebody is packing, and you are distributing books, great thing. If nothing is there, what you do? You read the books. For some time, half an hour, you will read and go to sleep. Deity is there, how much you will do deity worship, go to sleep. But here the great opportunity, you don't know, if you don't know any skills, Prabhuji, I don't know how to give class, I don't know, how to read, I don't know how to cook, okay, broom the floor. Prabhuji, I don't know, I'm not able to do so much physical study, okay, sit and read Bhagavatam, we give you books, we give you a place for you. And go do some kirtan, So in this way, that's why we need acharyas, that's why we need a spiritual master, a living spiritual master, that's why we need the help of the devotees. So here says japas japascha paramo guhya shriyatame nirpadmaja yam saptaratram prapatan puman pashyati kecharan. He gave the process and he says that by doing this you will get the beautiful prayojana, So that is a so we can be grateful to Srila Prabhupada, can be grateful to the other devotees that by their mercy, without which we can't be touched in this Abhideya process. Madan Mohan, it is manifested here. And I was just thinking while taking darshan that in Vrindavan, Madan Mohan temple is there, but deity is in Jaipur. In Jaipur, deity is there, the temple is in Vrindavan. But here, both came together, such a beautiful offering. So the Sambandha Murti is Madan Mohan. And here, the Sambandha Murti is there. But at the same time, the Sambandha Murti is also giving opportunity for Abhideya, So in that sense, Madan Mohan Govindji is also there. And the bodies of Parama Prayojana, giving pleasure to them. So, Vrindavan Bihari is here, the Parama Prayojana. So that is a beautiful opportunity. How we are getting all this opportunity? By the grace of Srila Prabhupada, by the grace of his disciples and his associates. And all of each of your, help. So in this way, if we can be grateful to each other, because of each other's help, because of previous Acharya's help, we are come to know who we are. we are coming to know who we are, our constitutional position, which is very much intrinsic, but I can't understand it myself. It is just here, but I can't do it myself. I need help from you all. So that, with that gratitude, if you perform devotional service, then whatever struggle, problem comes, these problems are agama payana anityaha. You know, tam tidikshasva bharata. Why? This is temporary. The rainy season will go, the shades will be taken off. Similarly, the problems are temporary, so things, this temporary solution can be removed. What is the real solution? That real prayojana is what? We have to go back to our eternal position of happiness, blissful, and full of knowledge, being servant of Krishna. I'll stop here. Thank you for your tolerance. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Any comments? Or I think we are already late. We'll go for another class, is also waiting. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Bol, Hare Krishna.